Ease up on the immigration raids on businesses. That's the message from Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa in a letter to Michael Chertoff, the Secretary of Homeland Security. The mayor is concerned that federal efforts targeting, quote, non-exploitative employers, unquote, in Los Angeles could have, quote, severe and lasting effects on our local economy, unquote. In other words, he wants the federal government to focus on employers who exploit undocumented workers, not the ones who treat and pay them well. The fear is deporting too many of these workers would negatively affect the economy. Anike Tourze is the communications director of CHURLA, the Coalition of Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles. She applauds the mayor's position, but feels that he should go further.
I think the raids need to stop entirely. These raids often are being done without due process, meaning that in our experience with these raids, people have been kept from attorneys for hours and hours. They have been subject to continual questioning for hours and hours. They were, you know, denied food and water and using the bathroom.
Ira Melman, the media director for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, strongly disagrees with Mayor Villaraigosa.
Mayor Villaraigosa seems more interested in protecting the interests of employers in Los Angeles who profit at the expense of everybody else by hiring illegal immigrants and then passing the costs along to everybody else in the city, rather than on protecting the interests of workers in that city.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents raided the Van Nuys headquarters of Microsolutions Enterprises in February. Nearly 140 employees were arrested on immigration violations and other charges. Annenberg Radio News was told that the company's CEO was not available to be interviewed, and he would probably not comment on the case. Federal authorities raided Imperial CFS, a warehouse in Torrance, last week during a routine inspection. I spoke with one employee who declined to be identified because of the sensitivity of the situation. The employee says that approximately 30 people were taken into custody. The company has not been told who has been detained, and it's using temporary employees to fill the manpower shortage. At least two other businesses in the Southland were also raided during the same period. The American Civil Liberties Union is providing free legal advice to some of the people apprehended in the raids. Ahila Narulananthum is a staff attorney with the ACLU.
There's two basic problems that we at the ACLU would see with the raid. Raids in general. The first is that ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, now appears to be exhibiting a pattern of systematically disregarding the rights of immigrants who are arrested in these raids. Then the second thing I would say, even apart from the particular constitutional violations that seem to accompany every single raid, is the fact that, you know, arresting 140 or 150 people when there's something like 12 million undocumented people living in the United States is just not a rational response to comprehensive immigration reform, which is what we need.
Immigration activists are closely following the presidential campaign. They know that regardless of who wins the White House, the next president has promised some type of immigration reform. Both CHURLA and the ACLU want the raids to stop until a new law has been passed. David DeSola, Annenberg Radio News.